The Goat House Podcast is back just after week two of the NFL, and we kind of had a set segmentless order. We're gonna mix it up a little bit. I want to start with the week two takeaways from you guys. I don't really need to jump in too much here. That these guys hear my nonsense every. It's not really nonsense, but a lot of them think it is.
All right. Well, take it away, Pete.
Pete, I want you to go through every team.
Why am
here.
I just going through?
I'll give you some add-ons.
We can jump in.
We'll just go. Give me the team. We'll go game by game, team by team.
Can you say the matchups before?
Well, we'll start Thursday night footby, Bengals, Browns. Browns won.
Mm.
The score looked closer than it actually was.
Mm.
The Bengals' offensive line is absolutely uncontrollably terrible.
Mm.
They might have the worst defense in the league, but they do have Joe Burrow. He's a stud. The Browns. I don't know what to say about the Browns. Really, I mean they're. I was saying in the pick, it's just an overreaction. Like last week, it was like, oh, same old Browns, they suck. And then this week, they're like, oh, the Browns are actually good. Well, I mean, look who they played. They played the Ravens. They played the Bengals. I think they're just going to be middle of the pack this year.
Mm.
7-9. 8-8.
You got anything to add on that?
That's all.
No, I mean, I think the Browns, every time they play a good team, they're going to get their Browns pushed in.
They got to pound their chub. Danny think about that?
Pounding chub. What do you think?
Riz dropped that in the fantasy video.
I think my first part is actually appropriate for the podcast, so we'll just
everything's appropriate
the Browns
for the podcast.
Definitely be pounding chub.
There we go. Game number two, just because it's my favorite team. I got Jags, Titans. Titans win at a squeaker, 3 points.
Whoa. Who would have thought it?
How about Gostkowski clutching up? You missed.
Wait,
an
hold on.
Point.
I got a question about this Titans. Are the Jags just better than we thought, or are the Titans not as good as we think?
I mean, I think it's just the same old Titans. They just start off.
They are, or we thought they were.
They start off very slow, but they're just squeaking away with these wins. They're ugly, but they're doing it.
But when's the last time the Titans started
doing it?
2008.
Oh,
but I mean, I'm saying they usually.
What's your Jags takeaway, bro?
Minshew is not going to go down easy.
Yeah,
he's just not.
That's true. I mean,
well, like I said in the pick'ems yesterday, if you go back into the podcast where I was talking about the Jaguars, I was the only one saying that the Jaguars were actually a pretty good team. And you all were ripping.
I wasn't
them,
paying
which
attention
was kind
at
of
first.
Crazy.
Somebody, did you notice somebody left a comment for us in the picks that we just didn't do enough research on the Jags?
Hey, I did my research.
I don't know what research that is.
I did my research.
What do we get?
Well, because COVID, we couldn't do our research.
There's no research to do. I could have told you every starter on that team without looking before the season. I don't know what research I'm supposed to do. And they're 1-1. Like, he was acting like they won the Super Bowl, and I just didn't.
Hey,
I didn't
they
do
put
the
up
research.
A good game against the Titans.
That's true.
Well,
that's
the thing is, when they start shipping out their players right before the season starts, it's kind of a scary thing. You kind of freak out a little bit.
Freak out.
What do you got, Pete?
Vikings Colts 28-11. It looked even uglier than that. Vikings might have the worst defense in the league. Just say that about every team.
That's two teams so far that might have the worst defense in the league. If
you're case
you're
counting, yeah.
Who Colts? Knew that Stephon Diggs' defensive presence was so good?
Yeah,
I'm not buying into the Colts yet either.
Who knew Stephon Diggs was that good?
Not buying into the Colts.
Not us.
I mean, who's on board for T.Y. Hilton? Just he's done.
Might be done. Injuries might have caught up to him.
This just in, he's on the trading block in our fantasy league.
Yeah, good luck finding a partner there, partner.
Partner.
Thanks, partner.
Giants, Bears.
Oh, great takeaways here. So many takeaways.
Just top. Pete's doing top of head. This is impressive.
I got nothing really with this one. This is just weird.
This is the definition of winning ugly.
Yeah, this is an ugly
game. Did you see Eddie Jackson's pass interference?
I did, and I think you call it.
Good call.
I'm sorry,
I think it's a no-brainer.
it's by the look of it, it looks like it. Apparently, after the play, the ref actually apologized to Eddie. Maybe
I don't know if I'm buying that. I don't want to call him Eddie Jackson a liar, but I'm not really buying it.
I don't know, man.
Not because Eddie Jackson, but because like refs just even when refs are like wrong, they're not going to say that. Even when they're dead wrong. I think that was – I watched it over and over again. He, like, he kind of, like, lowers his shoulder, lunges, and, like, hits him out of the way.
I mean, he was clearly going for the ball, but it was it would be a charge in basketball, right? It would be a charge.
I just think, yeah, people are kind of overusing that he's going for the ball. You can't run somebody over while going for the ball. They can run into each other, but they –
the tight end shouldn't have been that soft.
That's true. He shouldn't have been that soft, but,
So now there's flopping in the NFL.
You can't be floppy and soft. You got to be hard.
Rock hard receiving.
I got nothing else.
Didn't Junior want to name our YouTube channel Rock Hard Sports at one point?
I did.
I did. I wonder all the fans.
What would the fans love?
We might have more subscribers. Honestly,
we might have nothing else
from that game. Saquon Barkley, that was unfortunate. Daniel Jones has got to figure it out.
Can I say something about Daniel Jones? I thought he actually played a lot better when Saquon was out. Like, they didn't have to technically – it was like the Bears were guessing if they were going to pass it or run it at that time. They were still able to run the ball pretty decently as soon as Saquon was out. But I thought Daniel Jones was able to kind of step up in that absence. So
he scored a solid 13 points, yeah.
He did score a solid 13 points.
The Bears were also giving up a lot of yards,
but where the Bears ranked? Like 23rd in passing yards and 4th in defense?
I was doing this just to do it, and it happened to be the same time that he said
all right, we got Falcons Cowboys.
Hey, Dan, when you watch that back, it's going to be good.
It's going to be funny.
Falcons Cowboys. Falcons just choked the most games I've ever seen in my life.
What do you think
of
their defense?
No. Forget the defense.
They might have the worst defense in the league.
Can we talk about that onside kick?
Three teams.
Can we talk about that onside kick?
Yeah, you got
to. What are you doing?
You got to. I know it's got to go 10, but if it's 9 and you see it rolling still, you cover it at 9.
One person to blame.
You cover it at 9.
Two people to blame. Dan Quinn. And whoever the hell the special teams coach is, probably that guy more.
Bad.
Don't you brief them before they go out there?
I mean, that's like
but
high school.
I could see some players not knowing, like, oh, I don't want to blow it and touch it too early and then fumble it and give them a chance.
You jump on it at 9.
You like, should, you but the coaches rolling, need to tell them.
That's high school football. You know that in high school
football.
High school.
How's high school, Pete?
The Cowboys. The Cowboys are my Super Bowl. We're a Super Bowl pick. Not to win, but go. They were super close to going 0-2.
Pete, that was a great use of the word Super.
Good job, man.
They were an onside kick away from starting 0-2. And like that was – I was thinking – I was having flashbacks to Junior picking the Giants to go to the Super Bowl, and they went 2-14, I think.
Pete. Unacceptable.
Cowboys,
come on.
Better step it up.
For the record, that was not in recent memory. I just want to make that perfectly clear.
Lions Packers. Are we done with that game? Anyone got anything?
This is your show.
This is mine.
Just keep rolling with it, man.
Lions Packers. Packers are
Aaron
a lot better than I thought they were going to be. I've been doubting them for 2 years.
That bad news for Packers fans. They might start going downhill now just because Pete said that.
Aaron Rodgers.
They're really probably playing better because they can. Their fans can't lick the walls of their stadium.
I don't know what's going on over there, but.
Roger says he's having fun again. I think it's because of his recent breakup, or I don't know.
No, I'm wearing the green screen. This is a green screen. I'm wearing
Patreon, getting this in video form.
Yeah, if you're watching this right now, I'm wearing the green screen.
Only the Patreon people of the top tier are going to know what the hell we're talking about right now.
What do we think about the Lions?
Wait till the live nudity, though. Wait till that Patreon.
Whoa, what do we think about the Lions?
Pete has a crotch cam right now.
I forgot what it was.
What do we think about the Lions? I got nothing on the Lions.
I still want to see more from the Lions.
Aaron Jones. That's what I was going to say. Aaron Jones, after 2 weeks, is he the best back in football?
Let's pipe it.
We'll see.
Pipe it down a little bit?
Let's pipe it up.
Just pipe it. Pete just wants to pipe it. All right.
Let's pipe it.
We got Bills Dolphins. The Bills beat the Dolphins by 3 points. They're so good.
You're going to get some hate mail.
They're so good. They beat the Dolphins by 3. Oh, boy, that's all I got.
Oh, boy, folks.
Anyone got anything?
Tua should start next.
Tua should start. I agree.
That's a magic play.
Over Fitz Magic?
You're 0-2. Just throw him in there, see what happens.
Pete, you'd be a great coach.
He's on a roll right now. He's on a roll.
Niners, Jets. The Jets are the worst team in football. The Niners have so many injuries, and they lost by 18.
Jets, as a team, just opt out for the year?
They might.
Yeah,
have
what if
to.
It just came out
as a team? Gase every, from the top down. Just
New York
opt
Jets
out.
Have decided to opt out of the 2020 NFL season. The deadline passed
just,
for players.
Just come back
out,
a new team. Just come.
What scared. If they just start winning right now? What if they just start? Everybody's
no
mind will be blown.
I'm scared for the Niners next week playing at MetLife again. I'm scared for Jerick McKinnon
yes.
specifically.
Yes.
Did they go home? Did the Niners go home? Or did they just stay?
I don't know if they did.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That's gonna suck.
That yeah. sucks. Rams, Eagles, Carson Wentz is really stinky. I could keep a straight face with that one. He's really stinky.
He looks like he'd probably stink.
I don't think so, but
he probably smells like a hoagie.
What the hell are we talking about?
His
right
play
now?
Has been stinky. That's all I got. The Rams have been very impressive. McVay's got them rolling again, just like 2 years ago. That was kind of after last year. I was kind of like McVay was kind of like a one-hit wonder at coach there.
Mm-mm.
But I'm starting to believe again. I like
mm-hmm.
the Rams. That NFC West.
Pete's a big Jared Goff guy.
Huge Jared Goff guy.
No, I'm not a huge Jared Goff guy, but
he's looking pretty good.
Yeah, he looks solid. I mean, played the Eagles. NFC West. Man.
Weast.
That's a division right there. That's a division. That's a man.
That's a man.
Broncos Steelers. I feel
Be
so
there.
Bad for the Broncos.
And their fans.
And their fans. I feel bad. I'm sorry. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. Sorry.
The Steelers' defense looks very,
top notch.
Very, very elite.
Very, very elite. Nice.
Yeah.
Very, very long distance.
Okay.
Until the season's over.
Okay.
Panthers. Panthers. Bucks. God, the Panthers look bad. They might have the worst defense in the league.
That's for that four teams now?
Four teams
have the worst defense in the league.
Tom Brady blew it in my fantasy league. He didn't play very good against a really I was gonna say a bad word. He played really bad against a poopy defense.
You can swear it's the
podcast.
It's
a
podcast.
You can say whatever
it's
you
a
want.
Podcast. Is this going to YouTube? Podcast. No.
No.
Oh, he played against a shitty defense and he was terrible.
What else about Tom Brady?
Yeah, tell us how you really feel,
no,
Pete.
No, you said that.
I didn't
Tom
say
Brady
that.
Likes to kiss his children on the lips.
Oh yeah, he does like to tongue his kids.
I don't think he tugs them.
He might. He might.
I think we're stripping
we
the goat status.
He is the goat. He is the goat.
We might get the. Should we have the shrimp?
The
goat
throat.
We got Washington football team versus the Arizona Cardinals. Washington.
I got myself good with that.
I think you're the only one that laughed at.
I know. I made myself laugh. Go ahead.
Cardinals look good, and they got a soft schedule the next 5 weeks. It's very soft.
Okay. How soft exactly?
Very soft. Like they're
like Charmin soft.
Was it 5 weeks? Actually, I might be over exaggerating there. It might be like four.
Okay.
But they're gonna be 6-0.
Who are you talking, Cardinals?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you their schedule real quick.
They might be 6-0.
They got the Lions this week, then they're at the Panthers, then they're at the Jets.
Oh, it's only three.
So, yeah, then, it's at Cowboys, Seahawks.
But the Dolphins, yeah.
Yeah.
Washington football team just has a very good defensive line and that's about it. And they got Terry McLaurin. That's about it. That's all I got for you guys. Chiefs Chargers. Man, the Chiefs, they just keep doing it. They just start slow. They didn't do it week one. They start slow, and then they just come back, and Bucker just rips a million game winners. It doesn't even matter how many times he has to kick it. He's just going to make it.
I feel like
it.
He's making it from 70.
It's ridiculous.
You know what? I kind of want to see Andy Reid come out in like a motorcycle helmet as his mask.
What?
Because, you know, he has that weird shield.
Zimmer's got that, too.
He wears that thing, too?
Yeah.
It might be the problem, actually. For
does he have the anti-fog on it?
He's got an anti-fog,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Chargers, Justin Herbert looked solid except for that one throw across the field.
He should have ran for the first
down.
Yeah,
I don't know what he was thinking.
And much more. I think he would have got a lot more than the first down.
Hey, the tape's out on him now,
he might have got three first downs on the one play.
Tape is out on him. Ravens Texans 33-16 and it wasn't even that close. Ravens just look like the best team in football right now. Just top to bottom. Everything's just
Steelers defense or Ravens defense? Go.
I'm gonna go Steelers.
I like the Ravens corners better.
You could look at who they played. The Ravens played the Browns, which we think have a pretty good offense, and then and the Texans and the Steelers played the Giants and the Broncos.
I like
who got
the Ravens.
Beat up.
Yeah, I'm going to change my answer to the Ravens.
I'm going Steelers.
Texans, I feel.
I think I might. Actually.
Texans, I feel bad for Deshaun Watson. That offensive line is absolute dog shit.
Whoa! Oh wait, it's the podcast.
And the Texans got a really tough schedule still. They play the Steelers, right?
They play the Steelers and they play the Vikings. Oh, the Vikings look before the season. It looked like it was tough, but it's not so much. So that's and then they got the Jags, and then they got the Titans, and they got the Packers. So that is still tough, but
just the Steelers. Then it gets a little easier.
Okay. You saying the Titans is easier?
No, I said then it gets easier.
Just for a week, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Patriots, Seahawks. Cam Newton's back.
Yep.
Russell Wilson's unbelievable.
Yeah, Mr. Unlimited.
82 completion percentage. That is just – that's wild. And he's, it's not even like he's just like dinking and dunking. He's just
let
throwing,
him cook.
He's just throwing deep balls in there. He's creating pressure for himself doing it.
He's a beast.
Doing it.
Saints, Raiders, Monday Night Footbee. I don't know. I didn't get this far when I was looking at these.
What happened to the game? You want it?
Darren Waller, top three tight end in the league.
Oh, man.
Book it. Not a big believer in Derek Carr.
Let's
yet,
get everybody's thoughts on the Monday night since I didn't recap it in a video.
Saints, they need Michael Thomas bad.
Well, okay, how about let's talk about the bigger problem here with the Saints. Drew Brees doesn't have an arm anymore.
The noodle arm?
Yeah, noodle.
It's very sad to see.
Yeah. Is that going to keep up throughout the rest of the year?
Thanks, Pete. I mean, throw in Winston.
Throw in Winston.
Throw in Winston.
I don't know about that.
Brees cannot throw the ball. Brees cannot throw the ball.
We'll see.
And Winston can't throw it to the correct team.
Brees cannot throw more than 5 yards. He clearly has a problem.
Let's see how the Packers game goes. That's a tough challenge. Let's see how he does. See if he bounces back.
There's no shot he's going to get benched this year.
No way.
I mean, I get that, but like, it's at some point you gotta coach to win games. Drew Brees is smart. He's all like, I get that. I get all that, but like his lack of arm talent, like at his age, not because he's bad now. It's just because like he's just not. His strength is just not there anymore, and it's clear as day.
I think
he's losing himself games.
I think the Raiders have question marks with them is their defense and Derek Carr. I think they have very good. I mean, they have solid receivers. They don't have anyone who's like a star, but they got Darren Waller's a star, and they got Josh Jacobs who's a star. And that offensive scheme is very good. Gruden's very good at designing plays and play calling. So. That makes
he
their
finds
offense.
Ways. That's my new offense. That's my new saying. I always said you can't be afraid to get better. Now it's
you gotta find ways to win.
You find ways to win.
Read and react.
You can't can't lose games and win in the NFL.
That's a good point.
I don't think you said it right.
I think you butchered.
I don't know what it was.
I think you butchered a butcher.
Right. What was? I don't even know what it was. You can't
not win and
you can't expect to win games in the NFL. And
you guys don't got it either. All right.
I got nothing.
Yeah, it was a Trent Dilfer line. Let's just get that out there.
I think Zimmer said something similar to it recently.
Mike Tomlin's also really good at that, just saying a bunch of nonsense that makes no sense.
If I was a coach, I'd do that too. Like, yeah. You pretty much have to go talk to him, but you don't have to say certain things. So I'd give him straight gibberish.
Guys, football is tackling and blocking.
They got some guys. We got some guys. We're going to go out there and play against those guys.
Next question.
Anybody's thoughts on the Raiders? I like the adjustments from Gruden.
Yeah.
I
talked to Raiders.
Darren Waller. A little worried about Drew Brees. I'm not going to overreact. They're not going to pull Drew Brees. They're not going to. You're getting carried away over there.
I'm not saying to pull him, but I'm.
I am
saying
a little concerned though,
yeah,
because in the past, in the past we've seen Ellen.
I think I got away from running the ball.
Yeah, I think
early.
So too.
Kamara was running all over him.
Yeah. Drew Brees or Justin Herbert, who would you rather have right now?
I mean,
I think you got to go with Drew
I'm
Brees.
I'm kidding. I'm just being funny. And
that's your week two recap.
That's your
Wait,
week.
I got a John Gruden thing. Did John Gruden earn his $100 million contract for that last game?
The last game? No.
Just the last game alone.
Derek Carr thinks he earned a lifetime contract with the Raiders after
a lifetime
last
supply of suntan
oil.
Well, he did write his name on the stadium. So.
I know. He wrote his name on the stadium, and then after the game, someone asked him. He said he wants to be a Raider for life after they won their first home game in their new stadium.
Interesting.
Beating the Saints.
Interesting.
Well, you know, Trubisky wants to be a Bear for life. Allen Robinson wants to be a Bear for life. Pete wants to be a Titan for life. I don't, you know, not everyone can do it, man.
Yeah. Right. It's a business.
Business decisions.
All right. We're skipping over the Trubisky review of the week, but how about this? How about we go everybody's players of the week first, offense and defense of week two. Who wants to start?
I go first.
Who's your everyone's offense first?
Russell Wilson.
Is your offense?
Yes.
Love Russell Wilson. You're a big Russell Wilson.
Is that 2 weeks in a row for Russell?
Two in a row.
I do love Russell Wilson, too, but I'm going to go with Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. I could go Russ. I can go Josh Allen. But I'm going Aaron Jones as well. I think, well, a little bit. You got me 45 fantasy points. That helps a bit.
You think?
Yeah.
We're going Josh Allen. We're going Josh Allen.
You're going Josh Allen.
There we go. Spread the wealth.
But, yeah, Aaron Jones, the reason I'm going him is because he ran the ball at a very high level, leading the league in rushing. But that receiving ability was next level as well in the backfield, downfield. I love it. That kind of helped the Packers show the world that they can win. Nothing surprising, but they can win with Rodgers, and they can win with in the passing game, and they can win with Aaron Jones in the running game. Not only just win. Win pretty big, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I went two Packers 2 weeks in a row. Two Packers. Aaron Rodgers.
I went Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm a Packers fan.
Huge Packers guy, wow. Apparently. Packers defense. What do you guys got?
anybody on that Steelers defense? Give me Bud Dupree.
You went Bud? Yes.
I got T.J. Watt.
Bud Dupree's causing a lot of ruckus. T.J. Watt kind of getting the notice. He's kind of getting noticed a little more, which you can't really disagree with. So you guys went there. I can go with one of those two guys. I can go with I really want to go Marcus Peters because he played a great game. That interception he had was unbelievable. Unbelievable. But yeah, I don't want to base it off one play. Even though he did play a great game altogether. I think you got to go T.J. Watt. I think you got to go Watt. So I'm going Aaron Jones and Watt there. What has Dan got over there?
What about a young Micah Kizer?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. The Rams missed him last
16 tackles, forced fumble. That's pretty impressive for the kid.
For the kid. That's interesting, too, because last year is pretty much Corey Littleton carrying that inside linebacker role, which they played two of them in their 3-4, and it was Corey Littleton that was pretty darn good. Micah Kizer was hurt, so he wasn't playing the one next to him. And then Littleton goes to the Raiders, and now Kizer steps up. Is it maybe that role that's successful, or would they be that dominant with both Littleton and Kizer? Pretty interesting. We've seen Kizer getting off to a great start, the former Virginia product.
Who was next to Littleton?
They were switching like crazy. They had Reeder in there. They had they traded for Kenny Young. That was part of the Marcus Peters trade. They rarely used him. They're mixing guys in there like crazy. It was kind of bad. Now it's time for the Mitchell Trubisky review of the week.
Damn. All right, here we go, boys. I was thinking about this in the shower. Trying to figure out, what I'm going to say. And I kept coming back to this. Is Trubisky better than last season? I would say, so far, yes. Is he better than 2 years ago? I have no idea. Is he good enough to continue with the Bears for seasons to come? The answer is no as of right now. I think so far he's a little bit better. I think his decision-making, not as an entire game, but in spurts, is significantly better than last year. I think his deep ball is slightly better as well. I just need to see him put some a full game on display, which it's going to happen at some points. He just needs to have that consistency for me to do that, or for me to be full in on the Trubisky returning next year train. That's where I'm at. I want whoever's in the quarterback position to do well. I'm not going to, cheer against the kid, but my decision-making based on Mitch Trubisky will, if I want him back for next season. And at this point, I still haven't made up my mind on that.
Last week, you gave him a, what was it, a B-?
I think I said he started the game with like a C- and finished with like a B- because of the fourth quarter.
So what do you got?
This week, I'll give him another C+, B-. I thought the first half was very, very good. I thought there was three forced balls that he would like to have back, specifically the one where Bobby Massey caught that first down catch. What a clutch catch, by the way. Had him on a fantasy team. Gave me 0 points because he's a lineman. But, yeah.
Interesting.
I thought he forced some balls, and I thought one of the interceptions, obviously, was his fault on tip ball, and then the other one, he threw a deep ball to Allen Robinson, and the guy made a great play. Nothing can say about that.
What about that Darnell Mooney guy?
He's a beast.
I like Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, I like that Mooney guy.
I kind of have a take on Mitchell Trubisky here. I have a problem with him.
You got a problem?
I'm all for any way, anyhow, get the ball there. Just get it there. Anyway, anyhow, get it there accurately. Get it there. He throws some ugly passes. Like, no spiral. It's like end over end. Like, the pass to Mooney was ugly.
The touchdown pass?
Yeah.
That one was kind of up for grabs. I think if it was Mooney just completely
He had
outplayed.
Body position, though.
Yeah.
It's
not a bad throw. It's a risky throw.
No,
I'm saying
how the ball comes out of his hands. I'm not saying decision making.
I just brought that up. Yeah. Kind of thought we were talking about Mooney a little bit. I thought that was a heck of a play by Mooney.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting to.
Oh, yeah.
Trubisky's, I don't want to say good at it, but he tends to try and make his receivers make a play. And I think he does that quite a bit, and that's what he was doing with Mooney. I think the decision in that play, the decision to go to Mooney on that throw across the field was the right decision, and he put it in the spot where his receiver could make a play, and his receiver made a play. So
trust.
I have no problem with that.
Trust.
And Peyton Manning also threw some mallards as well, some ducks.
I mean, can we talk about the dump off to Montgomery? He had a perfect head fake, kind of getting the linebacker to decide, is he guarding Montgomery or is he coming at Trubisky? That was probably, for me, that was the play that stood out the most. It was just how impressive it was. Last year, he takes that sack or he just throws a god-awful ball. But right there, he just kind of waited for the linebacker to make his decision. What he wanted to do, put a little head fake on him and just blooped it over his head.
He also had a similar play where he ran for like 20-something yards where he got pushed out of the pocket. He was going on the right side and he had a lineman and I think a linebacker kind of like charging full right at him, and he kind of get a pump fake and then that stopped their momentum and then he just ran right past him. So,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of good things from Mitch
just
in
like
these games. But, I couldn't hear what you guys were just saying there.
All right, you're good.
Oh.
All right, so how about let's go to our Riz Kirk Cousins review of the week.
I got to give the Kirk Cousins review. He's playing like shit.
Is it on him? Like, what's the deal
it's
here?
It's not all on him, but it's like his
but
fault.
But it's on him.
But it's on him. Does that make any sense
Is he getting
at all?
Protected?
He's not getting protection at all. That's you got the Bengals offense line. You got the Vikings offense line. They got some guys. We got some guys. They're about the same guys, all right, when it's all said and done. Pressure is getting in there, so that makes his job harder. There's nothing unique about the play calling. It's very predictable. They're not adjusting. I talked about you got to find ways. Gruden was an example. He found ways. They couldn't move the ball against the Saints. They adjusted. They got they changed the play choices a little quicker. The Vikings don't do that. They keep it the same. If it's not working, I guess keep trying it. We'll see if it works. So I blame them, but I can bring it up again. You got to find ways. You look at Russell Wilson, and we don't expect Cousins to be Russell Wilson, obviously, but Russell Wilson's constantly under pressure. Kyler Murray's constantly under pressure, and they find ways to make it happen. Kirk Cousins is not finding ways. Accuracy was a problem last game. I'm not really worried about with him because I've seen enough of him to know he's a pretty accurate guy. I want him to be more consistent in that category. But he's got to find ways. He's got to move around a bit more. He's got to get outside the pocket. He was safetied twice, 2 weeks in a row now. First time that's ever happened, I believe. First week, I don't blame him because it was a play-action call from the 2-yard line. And the second he was done with the fake, you know, the play-action, the fake handoff, he got sacked. I blame the coach. I blame the play call on that. This week, he sat back there like he had all damn day, like he's used to having all day, and that was completely on him.
Who calls the plays for them?
Kubiak. And I think Kubiak has won multiple Super Bowls in his football career, playing and coaching. He's a bright mind, but I think it's just a good example of the league just completely changed. It's just totally different. He's coached the pocket passing quarterbacks. He's ran the ball first, and the pocket passers have thrown the ball second, made the plays. I think I talked about that a bit throughout the week. I think the strict pocket passing quarterback, even if they got a laser arm, even if they're accurate, I think it's dead. I think it's gone.
Dead.
You know, like, I think you got to be able to move. You got to be able to throw on the run. You got to be able to move. You got to be able to run. Guys like Cousins, they got a pretty good arm. They're pretty accurate. Matt Stafford got a rocket arm. You can consider those guys as good quarterbacks, but are they going to be more than that? And I'd say, you know, are they going to go further than, you know, I don't know, are they going to go deep into the playoff Super Bowl? I don't think so, because they don't have that extra to what belongs in the NFL today.
Would you guys be better if you had, like, flip Matt Stafford and Kirk Cousins?
I think it'd be the same.
Really?
I think it'd be.
He might be a little better.
Stafford's probably a little. I think he's a little better. But then you kind of factor in: is he going to get hurt? Especially with the Vikings' offensive line, is he going to get hurt? So, if you look at it that way, it'd probably be worse. But I think Stafford is slightly better. Yeah, because Stafford doesn't really want to hold the ball as long as Cousins. Maybe he might have a little stronger of an arm. But Cousins isn't playing good. He's not getting help. But he's got to find ways, and he's not doing that. He's playing bad. He's playing bad right now. He's leading the NFL in interceptions, which he's not normally an interception guy. So I don't know if I'm really worried about that and the accuracy, the completion percentage. I think that'll go up. But things like being able to move around in the pocket, outside the pocket, downfield, and things like holding the ball too long, I'm very worried about that. And for those reasons,
you're out.
I'm kind of out. I don't think that's the answer for the future. I don't. You need a quarterback that can move. If you don't have the quarterback, and he's not like a, you know, like a fat ass that's just not going to move at all.
Hey,
like,
Ben Roethlisberger can move.
But you almost need to be above average in that department. Yeah, you definitely need to be above average.
Ryan Tannehill though.
He could move. I think what I like about him, and I don't mean moving downfield really. I think you see like. Cousins is successful on play action. He's very accurate. Tannehill's another play action guy. I think the difference between the two is you can argue, I guess based on last year, Cousins might have a better ball on the play action, slightly. A more accurate ball. That's kind of based on last year, slightly. But why Tannehill is better is because he's way faster at the play action. It's rapid. You know, Cousins kind of takes his time there. And he's kind of a slow poke.
Okay. Yeah, we saw Tannehill a couple times this last week. Play action, he'd roll out. If no one's open, he's just taking off and running for nine yards.
He can run, yeah. He can do
10 yards, first down. Move the chains.
Yeah, move those chains.
Oh, yeah. I had an interesting stat I saw today that if Tannehill throws at least two touchdown passes, and one or fewer interception this week, he becomes the fourth player NFL history with at least two touchdown passes and one or fewer picks in 10 consecutive games, joining Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers.
Good wow. company.
Yes, sir. He's on
yes,
fire.
Sir.
Has anyone ever made, that kind of comeback? I mean, I understand he was always hurt, so it's not really like we always knew he had the skill. But he's, like, put together now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's extremely rare.
Right.
Extremely.
What he's done, just rejuvenated his career.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really happened.
At such a important position. Obviously, we've seen it in other ways. Like, Alden Smith rejuvenated his career. But, like, it's not as impact. You're not going to notice it as much as the QB. And I think that's just kind of unheard of and insane.
Yeah. Speaking of Cousins, I actually saw a Pro Football Focus article. I think it was on Monday after the Vikings game, after the Sunday slate there in Week 2. And it was the Vikings need to trade for Jameis Winston now. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You think so?
I mean, you know, no.
No.
He's available at the end of the year. They need to move away from Cousins is what I'm saying. they don't have a Super Bowl roster, so there's no need to trade for him now.
I think everyone's healthy. I think they have, like, the talent, maybe not all of it, to win this, go to the Super Bowl,
But you have playoff talent if healthy.
They should be better than what they are. And is it that's kind of the question. Is it the quarterback? Is the quarterback the main prize? Like I explained, it's a mixture of things. But, well, first off, there's no way in hell they do that. Like, if we're predicting them to do that or not, there's just no way they do it. But, yeah, that would be interesting to see. Right now, as they sit, they actually might be a little better because right now – if you're going to turn the ball over, you might as well add some big playability out of it. Because when Cousins is off, he's turning it over, and he has, well, again, I guess in the past he's been safe with the ball. But when he's off, he's not moving the ball, and we seen last week he was off, you know, not moving the ball and turning the ball over. Jameis Winston's going to turn the ball over, or he's going to push the ball, make that big play, so turn the ball over, make that huge play. Turn the ball over.
I see a trend here.
So you might rather have that at this point, but they wouldn't do it. They just extended Cousins in the offseason, and that was to keep him around and to clear space. If you look at the contract details, it's pretty much next year is if he doesn't meet expectations next year, he'll be cut. So he's going to play this year, he's going to play next year, and that's going to be the deciding factor. If they kind of like him, they're going to keep him around because he's still under contract for another year. But they have actually the ability to cut and save money after next year. So people, I think, do overreact from the extension. I understand why. It's because is he the answer, and I can understand that. But they're not locked in super long term, maybe just a year longer than they want to be, you know. Mm-hmm. I think they like him, though, and that kind of brings up a whole other debate. I already see Vikings fans posting, or just maybe they're not Vikings fans, but I think they are, posting Trevor Lawrence in a Vikings uniform, which is very weird to think about because we thought, you know, no chance the Vikings get the first pick. But I'm starting to think, and if they have let's just get this out of the way, I don't think they'll have the first pick, but if they have the first pick, you take Trevor Lawrence. 100% you take Trevor Lawrence. But will they take Trevor Lawrence?
They'd probably trade the pick.
I think they would because they've had such a hard time finding an offensive tackle, offensive lineman in general, and Penei Sewell from Oregon is a sure thing, and I like him a lot, and I think they may want to trade the pick because they love loading up on picks too. Trade the pick, load up on picks, and try to get Sewell, but if they can't, if they have to move back too far where they're out of reach of Sewell, they have to keep the first pick. I can actually see them, and it's going to be a fail. I would disagree with it. I can actually see them going Sewell over Trevor Lawrence, which I would strongly disagree with. Their thinking is they like Cousins. They just have not been able to find tackles because they've had mid-first-round picks at best, earliest. And now they're going to think if they get Sewell, which Sewell would make them – he would actually make them a lot better. He'd make Cousins a lot better. But you do not pass on Trevor Lawrence. That is almost a once-in-a-lifetime type of prospect, type of quarterback, most important position. That's a whole different debate. That's a whole different topic. That's probably way too early to talk about. But that's something interesting that I could actually see them.
Week two, talking about draft. Or week three.
Right. People bring up the Lawrence versus Darnold too. You would have to take Lawrence there.
Oh yeah,
Case could ruin him.
Oh, real quick.
Hey, we were talking about Tannehill, like the revival, and you know, Gase look bad. And Gase is for some reason known as the quarterback guru. I don't know. I whisper.
Where in the world did he get that?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Jay Cutler, right, Danny?
Oh yeah.
All right, let's end this with what are we looking forward to in week three here?
Oh, Bills-Rams.
Bills-Rams.
Yeah. I want to see how real, how for real the Bills are. Yeah, and this is
Josh,
their biggest
test. I want to see Josh Allen against the Rams.
Yep.
First, the Rams secondary.
Donald Rams secondary.
I guess Chiefs-Ravens is always an exciting game to look out for.
Packers-Saints.
Packers-Saints.
Cowboys-Seahawks. A lot of games.
Yeah. We got to see the Raiders-Patriots.
Did you say Texans-Steelers or no?
We did not, but that's a good
Jackson
one, Dan.
Steelers. Way to go.
Yeah, I'm looking for that one. The Bears in general.
The Bears.
Julio's hammy.
Final score prediction to Bears-Falcons, go.
Mm.
It's a tough one to predict.
Yeah, because like you said, I can see the Bears going.
No, you got your score prediction on the Patreon coming, so you can't give it
away. Oh, yeah, I can't give that.
Dan's got to give it to Bears.
I'm going to go 27-23 Bear victory. Bear down.
Hold them to 23? Okay, all right.
Like it.
Somehow, some way.
Who? What's the sack count? What's how many sacks? Who gets them?
Isn't the Falcons? Somebody's out. Somebody on the offensive line is out for the Falcons,
Caleb
right?
Caleb McGarry, they believe, will be out.
Caleb McGarry.
Is he on the end or what is he?
Right tackle. Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. You got two. You got like Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn gonna have a field day. Seven sacks, easy.
Seven sacks.
I'm gonna go three sacks. Hopefully, three forced fumbles on those sacks.
It's a little bold.
Matty Ice better take care of the rock.
No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
No, Pete.
Yeah, Pete. What are you talking about? Don't say that.
Trubisky better take care of the rock.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This I'm fading into the darkness here in this light.
There you are.
Yeah. Well, we last week in the podcast, we answered a bunch of fantasy questions, and we turned that into a video, actually, that should be up around the time you're listening to this, perhaps. It might be up already on the YouTube channel. So we switched that. But there are some tweets coming in. That we'd actually need, because we already recorded that this week, actually, for week three, the Fantasy Stardom Sit-ems. There actually is a couple questions here that we didn't actually – we got after recording that, and we can answer them now real quick.
Quick.
From Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Double G.
Yeah.
Robbie Anderson or Leonard Fournette?
I think Fournette.
Gotta go. Ooh. Robbie. He's top five receiving yards.
Big game, Robbie.
Is he really?
He is top five receiving.
What?
Yards, yeah.
Going against the Chargers, good secondary though.
I mean, they're going to be losing.
Yeah, but it's big game, Robbie.
Big game, Robbie.
And you never know
Robbie.
What's expected from those Bucks from running backs, though.
Yeah.
And he tweeted again saying DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift for flex.
Oh, he's got DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson.
Maybe it's two different teams.
What is he doing? Wait, was it DJ Moore or what?
Or DeAndre Swift. I think you got to go DJ Moore.
You got to go DJ Moore. He's up there in receiving yards, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not. They're. It's going to be pretty rough.
He just tweeted at us again.
It is
going to
be rough
for
them, but I mean, they're going to be airing it out. They don't have
McCaffrey.
How many
fantasy leagues this guy got?
They're going to be losing.
CD Lamb, Devontae Parker.
CD Lamb.
CD Lamb.
Think so?
Yeah. CD had
a high scoring game.
Oh, we got to see if Devontae's going to play.
Yeah.
CD?
CD.
CD?
CD had a little lamb.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Get this guy out of here.
Get this guy out.
I think that's going to do it for us here, actually, for this episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I sure did. Plenty of content on the YouTube channel. Picks, score predictions, power rankings, fantasy.
All that jazz.
Q&A, all that Utah jazz. And that's going to do it. Thanks everyone for listening. Goodbye.
Let me look at the 12-man league and see who's in the free agent pool here.
Yeah, I'm guessing Paris Campbell's not available. That could be a decent one.
Is Danny Amendola available?
Well, Kenny Galladay is about to be back, so I don't know if Amendola's gonna get too much action.
I don't know who stands out as like one of is the Packers number two really, but like Lazard or Valdez Scantling could be a good pickup.
Yeah, those two guys could be probably Valdez Scantling. You know, he did have some drops. Could be a little sneaky. Moving on. We got a lot of questions. Trying to rip through them here. Probably in the future, probably just take some of these here. OBJ versus Cincinnati, Emmanuel Sanders versus Las Vegas. This is from Yes Sir. OBJ versus the Bengals, Sanders versus the Raiders.
I think you trust Odell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
that's a tough one.
I think we'll have a good game.
Yeah, I think you gotta go Odell.
Jarvis Landry's questionable.
Yeah, Odell's going to get the action. Corners of the Bengals are a little on the weaker side. Sanders could be big because Michael Thomas is out, but if you notice that Tre'Quan Smith actually had more snaps played than Emmanuel Sanders. And Tre'Quan Smith's more or less somewhat of a similar build or type of receiver as Michael Thomas. Nowhere near as talented, obviously, but yeah.
So definitely OBJ there. From Brock Tony, do I start Darius Slayton or Devontae Parker? So Slayton's playing the Bears. Devontae Parker's playing the Bills. I'd definitely go Slayton. Slayton looks like Daniel Jones' favorite target last year and here in week one. Very solid. The Lions actually threw pretty well on the Bears, so I think they're going to get Slayton going there. And Parker did get beat up a little bit last game. Now he's going against the Bills, so I'd definitely go Slayton.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with you there.
Yeah.
We're in agreement. Greg Hallberg, Darren Waller, or TJ Hockenson. So Waller's playing the Saints, Hockenson playing the Packers. That's a tough one.
I'd still go Waller. Hockenson. I can't even say it right. No, I'd go Hockenson.
I like Waller a lot.
That's a tough one. You can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong there. You can't go wrong. I almost think Hockenson is a little safer play. I think that's a toss up. I don't even know. We're split here, so it's on me. But I can't even decide on that one. Darren Waller, TJ Hockenson. I'm almost feeling Hockenson there. I don't know. That is it. That is an absolute.
I know Dan's a huge Darren Waller guy, so.
So Dan decides.
He'll side with me.
Okay, I guess Waller.
So you go
is.
Hockenson.
From Garrett, DJ Moore, or Terry McLaurin. Probably go DJ Moore.
Yeah.
Cameron Sullivan says, how does Team Riz feel after I gave him that L in week one? Well, listen up, you Ooh. Little shit. No, I'm kidding.
little shit.
yeah, he beat me in that Goat House League week one. I'm a little salty, to be honest, to answer the question. A little salty, and I'll tell you why. You know, I had Mike Evans in the lineup and fully expected to take him out. I didn't really plan to keep him in there at all, so that's really not the concern. You know, I thought he was going to be limited, and he was questionable. I thought he was going to be limited, so I'm like thinking, "Who I'm going to take him out for sure. Who am I going to put in? James White, Robbie Anderson. Really couldn't decide. I ended up going with James White. Robbie Anderson had a pretty big day for the Panthers. If I would have put Robbie Anderson in, I believe I would have won, if my math is correct. So a little salty. That's how I'm feeling, but it's just week one. I'm going to bounce back. But good win for you there in week one. Drew Crawford says start Dallas Goedert or Zach Ertz. I think you got to go Ertz.
Oh, yeah.
Fant or Hockenson, JoJo asks. Yeah, I'd probably Ooh. Go Hockenson. Fant looked pretty good. Yeah. Going against Steelers defense, though, you got to go Hockenson. Let's see, Christian Herrera. Who should I put in my flex? Darius Slayton, Stephon Diggs, J.K. Dobbins. I'd probably stay away from J.K. Dobbins between Slayton and Diggs. I like Darius Slayton, but it's tough going putting him in over a big name like Stephon Diggs. It probably depends on if the Giants are going to have Golden Tate back. Because if Tate's back, I think, you know, it limits Slayton a little bit. And then I would probably go Diggs then. If Tate's back, I would go Diggs. If he's not back, it's about a 50-50. You know what? Let's just go. I would probably just go Diggs. Play it safe, go Diggs. That's tough, though. Slayton, Diggs. That's tough. What do you guys think?
I'm with you, though. If yeah, I'd go Diggs unless he's not playing, unless Tate's not playing this week.
All right. From MNDSWZE. I don't know if that's what that says. I got Diggs as my flex right now. He had a solid week. Oh, no, he was replying to the last guy. I'm an idiot. All right. Yeah. All right. Okay, another one. This is a non-fantasy question, it looks like, from Eric. I got one. Could Frank Reich be on the hot seat if the Colts miss the playoffs again this year?
I think so.
With a healthy team. I think so, even though I love the guy.
You love the guy?
That's what he says. That's what he said in the tweet.
Oh, I thought you were saying that. I think so.
You think he should be or will be on the hot seat?
Both.
I think people will consider him on the hot seat, but I don't think it's likely he gets fired. Even if they struggle, it depends on how bad they are. If they're super bad, but even though, like, if they're really bad, it's probably because
if
Rivers is throwing a bunch of picks, and that's really not Reich's fault. That was like the front office's decision to go get Phillip, or maybe it was Reich's decision because he coached him before. But yeah, it was a 1 year change.
Like 7-9, I think. He'll come back.
I don't think he gets fired. I think it's going to take a lot for him to get fired.
They do have a lot of cap space still, so like they could make a push with free agents maybe this upcoming offseason for him. Give him one last chance.
Tony Benz, struggling to want to play Mike Evans over Hollywood Brown. I would definitely go Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah. That's a question, I think.
Well, Hollywood was good last week playing against the Texans. I think he'll have a pretty good day. Mike Evans a little healthier compared to last week. Playing the you got to go Mike Evans. They're playing the Panthers. That might be the worst secondary in football. And keep in mind, Chris Godwin's in concussion protocol. If he plays still, maybe he's not 100%. Mike Evans, I think, is a golden play this week.
Golden,
ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Watch him get no points in the night.
Hollywood.
I just absolutely fucked that guy.
Hollywood.
Garrett, this is the last one we're doing here. Garrett asks, should I start A.J. Brown or Kenny Galladay, Peyton Barber or Chase Edmonds? I think these are separate. So A.J. Brown versus Kenny Galladay and then Peyton Barber versus Chase Edmonds. They got to be separate because you would go one of the receivers, but they're definitely separate. A.J. Brown, Kenny Galladay. Kenny Galladay, this should be his debut this week. This is against the Packers. A.J. Brown against the Jets. That's tough. Normally, I would say, like, definitely Kenny Galladay, but coming off the injury, it was a hamstring, too. Those are a little tricky. He might not be full go. I think A.J. Brown is a pretty – I don't know, actually. They could really just get going with Derrick Henry, run the clock. That is tough. If Kenny Galladay seems 100%, I'd probably go him. I'm a little worried, though, about the hamstring issue. So probably A.J. Brown, if that's the case. I don't know if that really answered the question. What do you guys think?
That's a tough one.
I want to go Galladay.
You're feeling Galladay if he plays?
Feeling Galladay, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm biased.
The hat's on.
Hat is on.
If you think Kenny Galladay is 100%, hamstring won't bother him, then you go Kenny Galladay. I would be a little worried,
though.
Go
out to the field and go test his hamstring for him.
I'd go A.J. Brown. I'm going to say A.J. Brown. I worry about the hamstring. The Jags corners played pretty well in week one. I don't think they played that well in week two. I think A.J. Brown and the Titans kind of showed some Corey Davis action there.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like they switched roles, and then all of a sudden, like this week, the Jags be like, all right, well, we got to stop Derrick Henry, and then we got to watch for that play action crosser to Corey Davis, and also A.J. Brown's going to be running the crosser again, and it's just a disaster.
Peyton Barber or Chase Edmonds? It's a rough position to be in, I think.
That's pretty rough. My God.
They're playing each other.
Ooh. I mean, Washington's defense is very good. I mean, I think, I don't know. Kenny Drake. I don't know. How many carries did Edmonds get? I know he scored.
Oh, yeah, he did get in the end zone. That's right. Let's see.
Didn't score.
Didn't Peyton Barber score, too?
Peyton Barber scored twice, but he had a terrible average. He had, I don't even know. I can look it up.
Six carries, and he had five targets, three receptions. And then
Peyton Barber had 17 carries for 29 yards and two touchdowns.
I would go Edmonds because they really got Edmonds. He got five targets. He got three receptions, but he got five targets, so they're trying to get involved in the passing game. And I think they're going to eat the Washington team over there. I think they're going to ease their way into Antonio Gibson a little more, especially given that he had a way better average, we'll say. He had more yards off half the carries. So I'd say Chase Edmonds would be my pick there. But a very tough situation to be in there.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, it is really tough. I don't know.
You just don't know what they're going to... Yeah, they don't know. You don't know if they're going to put Gibson in more. Maybe just doesn't have a grasp on the full playbook yet. Because Peyton Barber, I mean, didn't run very well, but he still had a lot of carries, and he got 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that was the last question there. I think that went on for quite a long time there. We had a lot of questions, but enjoy answering those. Here, I got one for you guys here. I got George Kittle that might be limited. I think he's going to play, but he might be limited. But I have T.J. Hockenson as well. I'm almost thinking T.J. Hockenson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You think so?
Yep. Yes.
But I'm like, how do I – you know, I drafted Kittle in the third round. How do I put him on the bench?
Start them
both.
If
he's playing. Start them both?
Yeah, start them both.
I almost wish because I went a little receiver heavy, but then I also got both those tight ends. So I almost wish I didn't go so crazy with the receivers and just help myself at running back a little more because I had, you know, I almost got, yeah, because I got the extra tight end basically. So maybe that's something I'm regretting a little bit, but I like my team. I like my team. But yeah, I think that's going to wrap this up here. I wanted to make this that fantasy stardom sit-em section segment as a kind of a video as well, but I had some camera issues during this podcast for some reason. So in the future, we could expect some of those. It'll be pretty fun, but you get it either way. If you listen to the podcast, you're getting it. But we got full coverage on the NFL or on the YouTube channel, full NFL coverage on the YouTube channel, or full YouTube coverage on the NFL channel. That's what I was about to say. but yeah, so check us out.
We're
covered
there. YouTube.
Search the Goat House pretty much anywhere. You'll find us. We got you covered. That's gonna do it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
You bet.
Say bye.